Welcome back, everybody. Today is the seventh day of our novena to Our Lady of Sorrows, and today we reflect upon the seventh sorrow, which is the burial of Jesus. Mary, clinging to her son, was dissolved in grief, but those holy disciples, fearing lest this poor mother would expire there through agony, went to take the body of her son from her arms, to bear it away for burial. Therefore, with reverential force, they took him from her arms, and having embalmed him, wrapped him in a linen cloth already prepared, upon which our Lord wished to leave to the world his image impressed, as may be seen at the present day in Turin.
One of the things that strikes me is that love unites itself to what, or to the person that is being loved. And so Mary is hanging on to the one she loves here. It strikes me, this word reverential force.
I know, yeah, they had to really kindly take him away
from
her.
I'm not sure what I can't even say it.
Reverential.
I don't know what that looks like, but I just find it was striking to me. And also the reference to the shroud of Turin. No, I haven't seen it, but you have, right?
Right. In the year 2000, for World Youth Day with Pope John Paul II, I went to Turin. And because it was World Youth Day, the Pope gave kind of a dispensation to allow the actual authentic shroud to be put on display. I think typically they had like a duplicate or a replicate of it, but for the pilgrims, we got to see the actual shroud, which was amazing. You know, walking in there, it was so solemn and quiet, and to just stand before the shroud, I think it was only like a minute. I think that's all we got. And then we had to be kind of shuffled out. But it was still such a beautiful thing. And then yet I think it kind of, I don't want to say fails in comparison to the Eucharist. It is such a beautiful thing. But yet we get to receive the body and blood of Jesus every Sunday or every time we attend Mass. Wow, that's amazing.
I'd like you to focus on the heart of Mary. But now rewind back to Luke chapter 2. Where the shepherds are in the fields tending the sheep, and the angels show up and announce to them the Messiah has been born. So they leave their sheep into the field, and they go into the town, and they find the Holy Family as the angels have said. And then they go around in Bethlehem telling everyone, and everyone who heard their message was amazed. And how did Mary respond to the shepherds showing up right after the birth of Jesus?
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
So Mary ponders these things. She treasures these things in her heart. And life continues. They go to Egypt. They come back. And then when Jesus is about 12 years old, they go to Jerusalem for this custom. And you know the story. We've already covered this story. They lose Jesus. And when they find Jesus and he's teaching in the temple, how does Mary respond again?
Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
So once again, we have Mary treasuring these things in her heart. There's a theme here, treasuring her things in her heart. And then what does Jesus teach about treasuring in the heart?
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
So where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So in light of this, here's the key question. What was Mary's treasure? Well, it was Jesus. That was her treasure. Her treasure was a person, her son, the Messiah. Now consider this as we continue to read St. Alphonsus's reflections. Where is Mary's treasure? It's Jesus. And where does Jesus end up?
Oh, how willing, said the Virgin to St. Bridget, would I have remained there alive with my son, if it had been his will. I can truly say that at the burial of my son, one sepulchre contained, as it were, two hearts.
So when you consider Jesus being placed in the tomb and the stone being rolled in front, I just think, like, what a sad day. What a sad day for Mary. Mm-hmm. What a sad day for humanity. I mean, we killed Jesus with our sin. But when Jesus was placed in the tomb, it could be said that there maybe was one tomb, one body, but two hearts. The tomb of Jesus, the body of Jesus, the heart of Jesus, but also the heart of Mary. Because where your treasure is, there your heart is also.
Before quitting the sepulchre, according to St. Bonaventure, she blessed that sacred stone, saying, O happy stone, that doth now enclose that body which was contained 9 months in my womb. I bless thee and envy thee. I leave thee to guard my son for me, who is my only good, my only love.
I find the comparison of the tomb and the womb an interesting contrast.
Mm-hmm.
The womb of Mary that gave life to Jesus. The tomb of the world that took Jesus and held him during his death, the body. You know, this great contrast. And Mary consistently with Jesus, never leaving him, from the womb to the tomb and everywhere in between, from the womb to his ministry, from his ministry to the cross, from the cross, death to the tomb. There's not a separation of Mary and Jesus. I mean, she's always with him. And that's important for us to remember, particularly if we fix our attention upon the Eucharist. If Mary treasures Jesus, mm-hmm. and she unites herself to Jesus, and where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Well, where is Jesus now? Is he not on the altars of our churches? Is he not in the tabernacle? Well, if that is true, and of course it is true, his real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity, where is Mary? Mary, we call her Mother of the Eucharist. In one sense, you can't separate Mary from the Eucharist. Now, I'm not saying that Mary's real presence is there on the in the tabernacle, but in a mysterious way, through the power of the Holy Spirit, when we visit Jesus in the tabernacle, when we go to Mass and at the altar, who is there? Mary. She does not separate herself from the one she loves, from the womb to the tomb, from the tomb to the altars of our church. Mary is there.
I actually just saw this interesting image. A friend of mine shared it on Facebook. It was a picture of a monstrance. I'd never seen this before, but the monstrance was actually a statue of Mary, mm-hmm. and her womb was where the whole Eucharist was held.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it was just, like, I thought it was actually quite beautiful, you know, because we worship Jesus, and because Mary is so closely united to him, like, she's there. She's wherever Jesus is.
And in one sense, she was at Living Tabernacle when she was pregnant with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, share with us below what stood out to you and why. Pray with us the chaplet that'll be at the end of this video, and we'll see you tomorrow. Our Lady of Sorrows,
pray for us.